I'm going to start. And remember, we left off, so some of you have not have been here for the last 46 hours. Might need to make an effort to understand it in a different way. I will do the best I can to reconnect everybody, people at home, and people who are here. So let's continue. So I'm in verse number 3. And I will read first the words written by Rabbi Isaac Luria 500 years ago. V'hineh ha'bchina mechaberet kol ha'igulim yachad. The aspect that connect all the circle together. Inyan kav adak hazeh. Ha'mitpashet min ha'ensof. Is this one single line that come from the endless. Ve'over ve'yored and passing through and coming down. ונמשך מעיגול אל עיגול, from circle to circle, עד סיום תכלית כולם, till the end, בדרך הקו הזה נמשך האור והשפע. Through this line, the nourishment of the light coming from the endless is continuing to come, הצריך לכל אחד ואחד מהם. That is needed for each one of the circle. So again, those of you who not have been with us, just a reminder, there is a circle consciousness and a line consciousness. Line very simple as an end, as a beginning and end. Circle doesn't have no beginning, no end. So, but we don't talk about shape. Very important to get out of the shape mentality and get into the spiritual mentality. The spiritual mentality, there is no shape. There is no time. There is no space or movement. And that's why when people come to study spirituality, people like to refer things to the immediate success. How is my life become better as I'm spiritual? Your life not going to become better because you're spiritual. That's the bad news. The good news, you're going to become better. So whatever you go through, you actually deal with it in a better way. So a lot of religious leaders love to promise to people, hey, if you come, it's going to be great. No, it's not. You have a destiny you have to go through, and you will go through that better by knowing the storm is coming. So now you prepare, you do different things. But it's not like a magic thing and promise people and brainwash people, hey, follow me, I'm going to promise you more money, better relationship, soulmate, and you're going to grow tall. No, not true. Never going to happen. So, and that's what I love about this book, because it was before it was politics and all the things that we see today. It's a book written 500 years ago, actually by a rabbi that has only one follower. So I have tonight everybody... Christmas and New Year Eve party. I have a few people here, so I'm very happy for that. Better than one. Okay, so he had one follower. It's huge. And he's the rabbi that the most studied Kabbalah. He's the master of all Kabbalists. One follower. Why one? Because in fact, if you look at his life, it's kind of very interesting. He was a businessman. He was a businessman who teach the deepest wisdom ever been studied before. Studies that only scientists now start to understand what he meant. It's just amazing. What happened before the Big Bang? I mean, stuff like that. It's within this knowledge. He died when he was 38 years old. Very young. Very young. So, and before he dies, he actually says something. Say, if I found somebody that I can work with to express my knowledge, I can stay longer. But he didn't see a point to stay because he cannot express it through something. You might be a seed that can create a tree that give gold, but if there is no ground to receive you, that seed has no value. If I take an apple seed, put it on a table, it doesn't express itself to its full potential. So as much as the student needs the teacher needs a student. Teacher cannot be exist without student. Teacher loses value. I want to give you a lecture. If you are not there, I'm nothing. So a lot of time I see teachers that have some ego that they are a teacher. But without a student, they're not there. A king with no people is not a king. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? So the expression comes to full potential when there is receiving, giving situation. So there is a line and there is a circle. A circle happened in a place called the endless. The endless try to, if you can imagine, a place that there is no end, endless. Unfortunately, the brain of a human being cannot relate to it because we relate only to end. Everything about our life is end. End of health, end of relationship, end of money, end of life, end of holiday season, end. We are living in the universe of end. The brain of a human being is capturing end, which means when you look at something, you look at frame. Why? Because your eyes is in the frame, your brain is in the frame, and when you say, I want to get out of the box, you're just choosing a bigger box. But you can never get out of the box till you die. When you die, they put you in a box so you can get out of the box. That's what actually happened. But it's in a box. It's always in a box. When a person dies, it's a soul consciousness. Soul consciousness is never in a box. So when you look at it here, it's a igulim, circle, and line. So try to imagine, in the beginning, everything was circle. No beginning, no end. After something called tzimtzum, contraction, we are creating now a different system to supply the light from a place called the endless. The endless cannot talk to an end. Infinite cannot talk to a finite. It's two different connections. They don't connect. Impossible. So the infinite, meaning the endless, now it needs to connect to the finite. Problem. So it's connected to something called line. Now, line would be a difficult word to understand. Maybe you should use, I do it to myself, use the word straw. You know, if you look at the line like a straw, so through the line, the light is coming through the line to all the way to us. Here we're referring before even we are exist. This book is not about creation of humanity or even this planet as we know it. It's before. It's before that. So all this book is referring to a time before even any physical condition come into a place. For that reason, we need to make an effort to understand it from a spiritual point of view. So it say like that. Pirush, כי בעשר הספירות דעיגולים כבר ידעת שיש הפסק ומקום פנוי בין ספירה לספירה, דהיינו כמידת זין ספירות דהרת יושר שבאותה ספירה. The way Rav Ashlag described it, we move to another rabbi from 1922, who explained that wisdom in the best way, that you have 10, that it's always 10 dimensions. It's called 10 sefirot. What happened to the forces that express the light in the endless after those force called the sefirot, the vessels, it's called the circular vessel, no longer want to receive. Why they don't want to receive anymore? Because try to imagine that you create something from the endless who have a different intelligence. Meaning now the endless is an intelligence of endless giving. And now the vessel of that endless, called a circular vessel, also have endless intelligence, but to receive. Why? Because it was built to do that. So both of them are actually the same. Because both of them are the same, the DNA of the receiver now also want to share. But there is nobody to share with. Nobody to share with. So there is a problem. So what is the one thing that those endless vessels can do? We call them a different name, circular vessel. They say, I'm not going to receive. I can't give, then I don't want to receive. By saying that, they blocking themselves from receiving the light as it used to be. But the light will never stop to give. They can't change the intelligence of the light. You might say, I don't want. If I close my eyes, the light will be still on, not for me, but for you. So I can't stop the divine. I can't stop the creator from giving. When people say, I'm praying to the creator to give me, you don't need to pray to the creator to give you. He gave you already. Just pray for yourself to receive it. There is something you're blocking. When people go to synagogue, to churches, oh, please, God, please, I need that. You don't need. He's already given you. What do you want? Help? He's here. He's 1 inch away. But there is a blockage. And, no, the communication is not working. You know, when you want to dial a number to your friend, you die. What is that? It's creating a certain vibration going through, I don't know, radio wave or some type of wave to the other person's phone, and only to the other person's phone, and you're talking to each other. It's a wonderful connection. But would you say that your friend don't want to talk to you because you don't call him? You wouldn't say that. You just have to find the right number. Dial God, I don't know. And then, but It's waiting for you. When Amazon sends us package and we're waiting for it, we open the door and we receive it. But never happened to you that the package is outside and you forgot even to look for it outside? It's there. So the package is already there. Why is Amazon invented that concept or whatever, whoever invented it? It's to remind us that whatever happened in the physical world happened in the upper world, the same thing. Physical and spiritual is parallel. We just don't want to see it. The same. So circular vessels are the vessels that become empty from blessing, from light, because something called tzimtzum, contraction, and now they have to receive all that information, knowledge, intelligence, money, love, everything you can think about, we call it light, through the straw, through the line. Now, the line now, Evans, is a different system. It's a system of finite. The original receiver was a system of infinite. So now we change the system. The receiving system being changed. The supply never will change. It's always the same. Always the same. You have to remember that. The divine can never change. The creator can never change. So when people say God will punish you, God will never punish you. There is no punishment come from God. If God punishing you, then God is a bad mood, a good mood. So whatever you are, I don't know, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu. So everybody has a different God. The Hindu believe God look like Buddha, right? The Jewish believe he has a yarmulke. The Christian believe he has a big cross. And the Muslim believe he pray 5 times a day. But it's one God. So what happened to us? So that God is not the shape. It's the energy that just give. Like you have right now in this room, do you have energy? Of course. There is radio wave going, other type of wave. This light has some energy. Your phone has energy. The iPad, the camera has energy. We are surrounded by, what do you call it, electromagnetic field now. It's the big thing on the internet. EMF. Thank you so much. EMF. This is the biggest talk right now. Biggest talk in every doctor's office. They talk about EMF. People get sick, EMF. Cancer, EMF. This EMF. I happened to be doubting it for 3 years till I studied it. I found it to be true. It bothered me that I was doubting it. But you have to study. Once you study a subject, you say, wow, oh my God, this is serious business. So my body right now is observing EMF. And the EMF changed my mood, bad mood, good mood. I'm happy, I'm sad, EMF. Metabolism, EMF. You read the whole study that has been so many years. I don't know why people didn't make a big deal out of it. Maybe I was blind. And you can get scared, so don't read it alone. Like what's written there, it's the cause of all problem. All problem, you're walking into the street right now. You think it's only in this house. You walk into the street, electromagnetic, it's after you. Of course, you need it to be alive, but you don't need too much of it. And when your body observes that fake EMF to your body, because your heart creates energy too, and it starts to be in your body, not so good. Not so good. Not so good. Slow your system. Now, what is that? Why is it chasing us? Because we become like magnet. We become like magnet, and we gotta find a way to remove it. Thank God, God sent me an angels, and from Florida, and they educate me so much on the subject. And I purchased that machine, not because they sold it to me, because it's amazing how to remove this EMF, and I was. I'm very pleased. I see miracle, and the people come here, and I see how many miracles start happening. So, wow, this is really releasing the EMF. The good news is it's working. The bad news is it only worked for 12 hours, you know? So it's only good for 12 hours, but it's good. It's like amazing what happened after to you. You think different. How does this connect to our subject? That the line now supply light to the circle. When the universe was operating as a circle, you shouldn't be worried about EMF. You shouldn't be worried about nothing because everything was no beginning, no end. It was perfect. Now it's coming through the line. It's like a straw. So everything has a limitation. Limitation. Because when you talk about wave, any type of wave, from radio wave to, I don't know, gamma wave to any type of wave you're talking about, in the end, it has to have an end, okay? Otherwise, you have to have two sides. That's the straw energy. That's the lion energy. When you have endless, okay, the energy function a little bit different. We cannot fully understand it or capture it, the endless, but we can capture the idea of but one thing, there is no end to it. The brain cannot fully understand it. And the receiver has no end. So try to imagine how can a receiver have no end when he receives from outside, not from inside. Inside always has an end. So what happened to us? We are have been a creation that come after the symptom, after the contraction. So we must be coming from the line, from the straw. So we have limitation. It's all about me. So when the ego play a game with me, what happened? I'm receiving. So now as a magnet, everything around me starts coming to me. But when a person is able to push it away, and through sharing, I'm not sharing when you write a check. It's nice to write a check. It's nice to give a compliment. But sharing is a, am I through sharing, am I care? You offer a chair to somebody, you really want them to see it, or you want them to think you're nice? Nobody would know where you came from. Nobody know. So it's just you, God, you know, if you believe. But the sharing has to come to a level, expression of, I'm actually want to grow to be able to share. So yes, writing a check help because it's very difficult to give money. You have $100 in your pocket, somebody has 70, give you $7. It's hard. Somebody won't love when you have a terrible day, you don't want to give. Somebody want a shirt when you call. So, but once you understand, I want to grow, I want to be able to be more sharing than I was yesterday, start changing, start climbing. So now, it say that after the light been empty from the circle, now the circle is divided into two levels. The upper three is what we call in Kabbalah Keter Chochmah Binah of the Igulim, are different than the Zayin Tachtonot, are different than the lower seven. The lower seven are more a way of receiving, but different than the upper three. We studied it before. I cannot go into all the details because I might upset the people at home. I'm repeating myself, but I need to repeat myself sometimes to make sure we are all on the same page. So when the line share the light of the endless, it shared differently in the upper three versus the seven. And that's what he wanted to tell us. Kemidat zayin sfirot darat yosher, shebotah sfira, omnam be'ezer sfirot shel hakav, אין ביניהם הפסק כלל שמתחילות מאור אינסוף מתפשטות הנקודה האמצעי שהיא בחינה ד' שהיית מלכות. So, in the circular vessel, the 10 circular vessel, there is the upper 3, lower 7. In the linear vessels, when I say vessel, I mean more than one vessels. Okay, so the 10 circular vessel, the energy there is divided to 3 and 7. And the linear vessel, it's 10 vessels which are all the same. She'en od sham b'china lemata imana kavuar. And we know the last level of the linear vessel called malchut. Malchut. And the malchut is the lowest of the lowest level. It's where all the engine of desire exists. So if you want to know what was the only creation happened in this universe, was desire. That's it. So when you relate to your desire, when you clear about what you want and how much you want it, you start drawing the fulfillment that attached to your desire. Just make sure you understand that the fulfillment came before the desire. The only reason you want is because there is a force you want to share with you. You have to awakening the desire to what exists. But don't say because I want, now it need to be created. Nothing can be created new. Everything you're going to desire until the end of this world is already been created. And because it's already been created, there is attachment of vessel or receiver and attached to it. So when you want something, it's because it's there. You can never want something which is not there. Impossible. It's a conscious to change. It's very difficult for the brain to understand because we custom to, I want ice cream, I go and buy an ice cream. But just think, even that example is simple. The ice cream is there before you want it. You don't just want it. That's what advertising companies do so well. They fulfill you and then take it away from you, and then you want it. They work exactly in the same way. Yes, please.
So the idea, if you have a concept or something, the idea is already there, presumably?
Everything is already there. King Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. Meaning the sun, he referred to the endless light. Meaning nothing new under that. It's been created already, fully. Sometimes you have to go to some problem to reveal that you have a power within you to overcome it. But did you have this power to overcome it to begin with? Yes, but you never knew it. So sometimes, I know I went through many problems in my life to wake up and say, wow, I didn't know I can do that. But I had it to me. God already gave it to me. I just had to go to some slap in the face, bad one, to wake up and say, wow, I could do that. Sometimes very painful. So when you go to pain, you have two choices: to become victim.com kind of a personality, or to say, you know what, I'm going to try to do something with my life. And don't give credit to yourself, because that solution came with you. It's part of the package. You are a package being created within you. There is already all the fulfillment. But we can see the being victims. You know, some people want to make more money. The amount of money you want to make is actually already there. There is something about you that needs to change to discover that amount of money. And that's missing. It's missing. And when you talk to people about it, I see all kind of lecture and famous people. And sometimes I'm in touch with them. They're wonderful people. And I tell them to stop selling that lecture, how to get what you want. It sells well. You know, how to discover what you already have. They told me it don't sound sexy, Elio. I say, I know, but it's really what's going on. You cannot get what you want. What you want is already here, and you need to find some change within you to get to the thing that is already there. And I'm sorry if it's confusing you, but because it's all knowledge from... That's why he was alone. Now you understand why he was... Who would understand that 500 years ago? They're alone, lonely. Talk to people, they say, crazy, the guy's crazy. You know, today it's okay. They start a little bit understanding it. So it say, כמבוא הרי שעשר הספירות הראשונות שהתפשטו מאינסוף בסוד קו ישר, שנקראות גם כעשר ספירות דאדם קדמון, הנה אין ביניהם שום הפסק כלל. So the first 10 ספירות that came after the צמצום, after the contraction, that came through the straw, and the reason I mentioned straw or line, linear ספירות, we call those 10 ספירות אדם קדמון, AK, or I will translate it, אדם mean man or human, and קדמון mean prior man or the first human, but the translation, it doesn't do well with the meaning. So I don't want you to go to prior more man and start to understand what it is, the caveman or any other translation. I want you to go war with Adam Kadmon and understand that Adam Kadmon, Adam, like Adam and Eve, Adam Kadmon, first human, first man, Adam Kadmon, equal to the first 10 Sefirot coming from the line. ולפיכך אומר הרב שספירות הקו מחברות גם 10 ספירות דגלים, כי זה סוד תחתוניות שבכל ספירה דיושר, מחברות 10 ספירות שבספירה העליונה דעיגולים, עם 10 ספירות שבספירה התחתונה דעיגולים. So the line now connecting the upper three ספירות of the circular together with the lower seven ספירות of the circular. Because we have the upper three, the lower seven, remember, circular, and in between we have the seven. In between we have the line, the linear sefirot. It's a system. Again, I'm not here. I want you please to listen to my last five lectures if you're losing me here. Mishum da'arat esa sefirot ha'chokhmah di'igulim, ha'mekablot migar ספירת חוכמה דה יושר, הנה בכך שהאור הזה עובר דרך זין ספירות תחתונות בספירת כתר דה יושר, שהרי גר דה חוכמה, דה יושר מוכרות לקמל מזין ספירות דה כתר דה יושר, להשפיע בין ספירות דה חוכמה דה עיגולים. So the system now, it's complicated. If I need to draw it to you, it will be a lot of drawing. So if there is 10 linear spherot, and they are now, everything has subdivision. So you have 10 spherot de igulim that have been empty from light, and now those 10 spherot de igulim that empty from light are now receiving from the line. So now the system, let's take the first system called Keter. So if you have the first system called Keter, within Keter you have 10 too. That's a subdivision. Subdivision. Now Keter of the circular was 10, which means Keter of Keter, Chokmah of Keter, Binah of Keter, everything has 10. 10 of the 10. So the first sephira called Keter. Keter means crown, the upper sephira. So now, that sephira called crown, called Keter, is now receiving from the Keter of the line, which is equal to it. But how is the second level in the Igulim receiving? It's called Chochmah. It's another system, the second system. So now it has to receive from the last seven of the previous sphira of the line. That's what he tried to explain to us. It makes sense. But of course, if you are new to it, it's can confuse your mind, because linear, this, firot, what's happening here? Because there is many subdivisions. It never ends. Now, why do we need to study it? Because if you want to understand the universe, what's really going on, you got to understand it. Like a physician, like a scientist, you need to understand what's going on. It sounds like big, but if you study more and more and more, it makes sense. It makes sense. Just be careful not to do a little mistake in the middle, because then it will make sense based on mistake. Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful with that. So it's not about, that's why this type of study is not emotional. It's not practical. It's not like helping you with life, how to become a better husband or better wife. But it's a secret help, which means after you study it for 1 hour, something happened to you actually. You become more clear on life. So that's what this study is supposed to be doing, right? And I know what you're going through right now, a little bit foggy mind, but it's important to follow it. And hopefully with the time, it will come back. Now, so it says like that. ונמצא זין ספירות דחתונות דקטר דיושר, מחברות עשר ספירות דקטר דעיגולים, עם עשר ספירות דחוכמה, דעיגולים וכן מחוכמה לבינה. And we know that the seven lower ספירות of Keter, of linear ספירות, okay, connecting now the 10 ספירות of circular ספירות of Keter with the 10 ספירות of Chokmah, the circular. So you have system of Keter, Igulim, circular. Those are 10. Those are another system, Chokmah. Before the Tzimtzum, before the contraction happened, before the light disappeared, all that system was one. Because as I say many times, fulfillment makes sure that everything is look the same. Happy people look the same. Miserable people look different. Fulfillment makes everything look exactly the same. So in the circular sefirot, you have the system of Keter, has 10 sefirot there. It's 10 dimension. And Chokmah has also 10. You need something to connect between all that system again. So you need to bring what? The supplier of the light now. New supply, it's coming to the line. So now it's no longer that the endless give directly to the circular sefirot. Now it has to come through the line. So it's all different system. Do you even know what to ask? Or you're drawing circular line? It's like the number 10. It's the number 10, that's where it came from. You know, everything is 0, 1. Everything. Everything is 0, 1. Everything. Everything in this life is 0-1. It's not the computer invented it. It was 0-1, and then they you can only discover things. You cannot invent things. Discover, meaning you remove the cover and it's there. If you start to try to invent things, you're wasting time. You're discovering things. So when you ask for help, you say, please help me to discover my $1 billion. Let me discover my soulmate. Let me discover my health. It's there. It's just cover. Wow. You know what we love to see? Magician. What does magician does? Make things disappear or make things appear? We know he fool us. Well, we pay $100 to see it. You ever thought about it? How much money you pay to get fooled? This is funny, right? I went with my family. We watched David Copperfield, I think it's called. And he brought some spaceship above my head. And I thought we are the only one trying to figure it out. What's going on here? What's that? I got it. What do we try to do? Are we fooling me better? I mean, what am I trying to do in there? And I enjoy the show. He doesn't seem, you know, I like to read people's mind. So he doesn't seem to enjoy the show that much, the poor guy. I mean, I felt so bad for the entire show. I feel bad for the guy, like he's doing it. It was in Vegas. You should go. Vegas is half of the price of any other place. So he was suffering. It's his job. For what is his job? And I was feeling his pain. I said, my God, he does it like, I don't know, Monday and Thursday. Like, ongoing for years. So you can hear the voice, okay, we're going to do this now. And I'm sure you're going to laugh and blah, 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 blah. You get this, you get this, blah, 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 blah. And I'm saying, this is a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I have to stop. I'm sorry, guys. Happy the birthday boy. He just had his bar mitzvah last night. So thank you for coming. Wow, so happy you are here. My birthday. Now we're going to get lucky from this point on. So that's the idea. The idea is to be able to have the consciousness in your life as to be understanding where you are. When you are capable not to be disturbed by your surrounding, you're in circle. When everything disturbs you, you become reactive to everything. Why are you reactive? Why actually? You ever ask yourself, why you get reactive when things not working? Is it working after you get reactive? It's funny, right? I'm getting angry. My wife pointed to me that when I drive, if some people misbehave in the highway, I try to reach to them, look at them. I said, why are you looking at them? I said, oh, I want to make sure we know. I saw you. I saw what you did. You saw me that I saw. And we're good now. He doesn't remember you. Well, what is that? So I don't know. I mean, it's very important for me to make that point. Yeah? I saw you. I don't know if I'm the only one. I guess I'm not. You do it. So I'm saying, like, well, why am I doing that? Stop it. And I'm trying to stop it. And sometimes I'm looking. You kind of look. So I'm start doing something new now on the highway, on the road. It's a new thing. Is to let people go in front of me before they cut off. It's a new proactive way. And it's actually, it's working. It's working, I don't know if it's working like to make my life better, but it makes my life better. I don't know if it makes sense to you, but because I'm letting go, like today I was on, I don't know if you ever drove on a 101 at 9:30 in the morning. I don't know if you ever tried 405 or 101, it's very difficult. Very difficult, but, and what's the funny, there's nothing you can do. I just love it. There's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. What do you want to do? Lower Canyon, this canyon, nothing. They're all the same. It's like, and it's the holiday, they're all going somewhere. I don't know where they're all going. Are you going to work? So go to work. Are you going to flight? And can you choose the early flight? So everybody was on the road, and my kids were with me, and they, both of them advising me what's better and what's worse, and the advice didn't seem to work, and my answering to them didn't seem to work. So it became a reactive situation within the sardines that we are in inside. So everybody, every sardine kind of put the oil on the other sardine. It was kind of funny, but then we all let go. We become proactive, we start laughing about it, and things start to open up. I don't think we made magic. I think either we look at it in a different way and it become different, if that even makes sense. I don't know if it makes sense. But what I believe, and I told him, I said, we're having a good time. We are together now. It's nice. Let's talk. Let's have fun. Let's tell jokes. And we went to a different place. It was a different space. You know, so what I'm trying to say, when you get reactive, which is a linear consciousness, you're actually saying, I'm suffering. Are you right? You're suffering? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You are suffering. You are. When you get reactive, you make the suffering last longer because you actually claim the fact to be something real and it's going to last. When you are actually be proactive, you're not lying to yourself. There is a situation or whatever, traffic or other thing, but you're proactive about it, which means the situation not going to change, but I am going to change. Situation is there to stay. If you ever work in a farm, I did because I live in a kibbutz for 4.5 years. Kibbutz is a farm. So when you go to the cow or the chicken area, if you know, I don't know if you, it's those of you who never work in the land will never have the chance. And unfortunately, this generation, I don't meet a lot of farmers lately, but the old generation, we had experience where the milk come from, you know, or the eggs or the chicken, you touch it physically. You touch, you go, you gotta grab the chicken. It's not something you will do today, but you have to put 8 chicken in a bag, I mean, while they are alive, and ship it. And when you ship it, it's 8 chicken. Remember, 8 chicken, we put it in the bag. And the chicken don't want to go to the bag. They don't. They want to stay outside. So you have to run, like Rocky. Remember, they chase chicken. You got to push the horse, the goat, the milk has to go to give the milk. And nothing work as you wish. So I always mention that story. One gentleman, a great surfer, the champion of surfing on big wave, great surfer, named Uri. Uri Shalev, I have to remember his last name. So Uri and me working with cows, you know? We were not a good worker, we were young, so we get fired from every other job. So we end up with the cows. You have two last jobs, chicken and cow. So I said, man, cow are bigger. It's less problem. They're more knowledgeable, chicken will be a problem. And then they're nice, cow are nice. They don't, it's not the bull, it's just the cow, female. The bull is different story, nobody gets close. I got a cow. So my friend, he was very big about his skin. He was so beautiful, still beautiful. His skin was perfect. So we go in there, and situation happened. It happens sometimes. The tail of the cow go up, and something chasing you. It happened. You wouldn't know when it happened. It's come as a surprise. And it came in the area where it's perfect skin. And his skin is so sensitive. He starts getting so angry, he cried. What happened to me? This is years of work, pimple, problem. And his shoes stink from the mud or whatever was mixed with the mud. Everything go wrong. And I remember we're sitting, and I wasn't into that or spirituality. We're sitting, he's so angry, nothing worked. His girlfriend left him. Everything that can go wrong went wrong for him. And he's right. He stink, he smell bad. Nobody wanted to sit next to us when we come to the dining room. It was like 400 workers. You know, there is a room for us. We sit in the corner because you have the boots. So you come, you take the boots, but you really smell bad. So you're in the corner. You have a place for the corner, the chicken people and the cows people. And you eat alone, and people will take care of. Other factory, they're nice. They're more intelligent. They're smarter than us. They have IQ. We didn't have the IQ. The IQ was found with a cow somewhere. So we were in the corner, sitting there, smell bad. And he said, yo, look at us. Look at us. We smell bad. We look bad. We're stupid. We are bad. We are bad. We cannot, this is bad. And I come with some, I don't know, the angel shine on me. And I said, listen, we can't change that animal production that we are doing and this our bad it smell. This will be forever bad, but we can get out of this. And that's what proactive means. Proactive means that you can't change the situation, but you can get out of the situation. If you go to a bad movie, there's nothing you can do. It's a bad movie. It would be for life a bad movie. I mean, I think I walked out of a movie 2 times in my life. First time I did it, I was so ashamed. I never walk out from a movie. I was embarrassed. I gotta find a good thing. And Debbie and me sitting, said, it's gotta be one good thing. Stupid, right? I'm watching. Cannot be that people pay millions of dollars to make a movie and it come bad. Cannot be. They're waiting, suffering. I remember the first time I ever did it was in Tarzana, here in Los Angeles. And I said, I know, we were alone, by the way. The movie theater was lonely. It was just two of us, you know, looking. And in the end, I said, I think it's time for us to do a movie. Everybody else do it. We're going to walk out. We're just going to do it. She said, I couldn't wait for you to say it. I said, yes. And we walk outside. And I was so happy that I was able to do it. But I realized something for me, like a lot of, I'm sure you have some area in your life that you suffer. If you get reactive to it, that means you are there to stay. If you get proactive, you move out from it. How many of us say goodbye to bad friends? Not friend, but to bad, what we thought were friend and they're not. You know, difficulties for me, you know, I love people. For me to let go of some people that I thought loved me and I loved them was one of the most difficult things to do. Because I get reactive. Why they talk to me like this? Why they're bad? Why they're, you're right, they are bad. What do you want? They're not going to change. This is who they are now. It may be good for others, but for you it's bad. So if you dare to blame it and get reactive toward that, staying in this what we call linear consciousness, that will never change. That will never change. But if you're in a circular consciousness, you are being proactive and you're saying, I'm not there to change them. I'm there to quit chaos and misery in my life and say goodbye. I'm sorry, I'm not part of that anymore. To be able to do that move, make you free, make you happy, make you rich. It's nothing to do just with money. It's to do with a lot of things. You know, when I was young, I get a good job, extremely good job. The boss loved me, everybody loved me, but it was terrible for my personality. The job was good, but it was destroying me. It was slowly make me nothing, like a dust. My value was start going down, but the money was good. So I was staying there. It was in Tel Aviv, in Israel. And I remember the day that I went to my boss and I said, I'm quitting. And I felt relief. I cannot change the place of work. It is whatever it is. It's good for some people, not for me. The ability to say goodbye to something make you proactive. Because you know that's not going to change, but I have thrilled the freedom to change. Some people are growing in a bad neighborhood. You have a choice. You cannot change your neighborhood, but you can get out of the neighborhood or get out of that consciousness of the neighborhood. So think for yourself right now, what is about your life not working? And if you cannot change it, leave it. Get out of that movie. Leave it. It's a low budget movie. It's not for you. Get out. Just get out. And if you're not going to get out, then don't complain. Don't get reactive. I see a wife fighting with a husband fighting with a wife, and she say, hit me again, hit me again, hit me again. And he says, she cheated again. So this couple came to see me. They were very upset. Now they're not upset with me, but when they came to see me, you know me, I'm direct. So the wife said, I don't know. He looked at other women. He cheated with my best friend. And then, so I know them for many years. So I said, well, I don't think that he wants to change it right now. She was screaming at me. So what do you mean? How dare you say it? And he said, how dare you say it? They divorced now, but he's remarried. They get divorced 3 months after he married somebody else. So then she called me and said, I should listen to you. I said, it wasn't about making you feel bad. I know him. I know you. He need to cheat. That's his thing. He loves it. He loves cheating. You think it's bad? That's what he loves. He loves to go. He doesn't like to eat a normal dinner. He likes to taste dinner. That's his thing. A good guy. That's the only area of problem a little bit he has. He's addicted to it. He needs to taste from other people's food. That's his thing. He makes him happy. He's in heaven. He's in heaven when he does it. When he cheats, he feels great. Is he charitable? Yes. Is he help the poor? Yes. Is he go and pray to God? Yes. He's the perfect human being. That's one thing. She was waiting for somebody to be loyal, father of the children. That is not it. Is not the it that she wants. So what she wants to do? I'm going to fix him. You're not going to fix him. Honey, you're not going to fix him. What are you going to do? Hold him by the ears and nose and say, you are mine? He's not. So after a while, he called me. He's a good man. Great man. And I always tell him, I hope you found the person that you can stay with, because it's fun to be with the person you love. And he said, well, that's love for me. For her, she's miserable still. She's still reactive, but at least she understands we are not here to change that. We're here to change the vision of who we are, and then this thing look different. If I put my glasses right now, you guys look different. But you actually didn't change. I am changing my view, okay? So for that reason, it's a very difficult thing to do for a human being, because we're thinking we're here to make things better. It's almost like people talk about peace, no more war. But the no more war has to start internally. How much war you actually have internally between you and yourself? If you are not in peace with yourself, you're not going to be able to bring peace to others and to nations and countries. You can't. Why we don't have peace with ourselves? Because we have something called fear. Fear is the mother of all evil. Not religion, not money, fear. You have to remember, fear gives birth to every problem. When people have fear, they create war. People have fear, they want to kill. Fear is giving birth to so many bad things around us. Why does fear exist? Because you feel there is limitation, which calls the line. Everything is limited. Everything is limited. You are looking at life in a limited way. If you look at life in an endless way, in a circular way, and you think you're never going to miss money, or people you love never going to die, or things around you will always continue to be good, you're not going to be that reactive. Because you live in a consciousness that it's good, it will be good, and it was good. But it's difficult. Somebody, say, I talked to a gentleman, a genius gentleman, God bless him and give him more geniosity. This guy will save the world, I'm telling you. I'm so glad that he hired me to become his business advisor. So glad. I mean, I'm very happy he think he need me, but the guy's genius, like beyond. And he's invented a concept that I cannot share with you yet until it will be finished. But that concept will change the way we think, will change the way we buy things, it will change the way we interact with each other. And the only issue he has, and that's why he hired me, he doesn't believe is the it. You know? And my wife hear me screaming. Say, what do you mean you know? You are it. You are for me the Messiah. I'm your partner now. He started laughing. He said, are you serious? I said, I'm very serious. I never heard an idea like this in my entire life. And I'm a man who writes idea. And it's so beautiful. He was able to tap to that circle. He was able to tap into that all of us are one. And he explained it to a computer program, such a simple thing. I was, wow. I was like, wow. He's Aquarius, so it's easier for him because he can think globally. So beautiful, so beautiful. And may God create more people like him. And he's such a beautiful soul, such a beautiful soul. He cannot see the video right now because he's in a different country. He's sleeping now. So it's just, I'm touched by that. So again, circular energy, it's global. So if you want money because you're afraid not to have, it's linear. It will lead you to a reactive. If you want love because you're afraid you're not going to have love, fear, linear. Okay? It has to be circular. Interaction of love. Interaction of money. Everybody win. It cannot be you win, somebody else lose. It cannot be you are sad when other people are happy next to you. It cannot be. We have to take care of the universe in a global way, in a quantum. Quantum is all one. We are all one. We are interact, but the fear make wall between us. And that wall create problem. What can I say? Create problem. That's the thing. So that's the linear there. And I'm continuing. Pirush. הקו שהוא הרת יושר הוא כמו בוקע את גגי העיגולים, ועובר דרך העיגולים ויורד למשך עד הסיום, דהיינו הנקודה האמצעית. So how is the line exactly work? So it says the line is penetrating those circle consciousness and going all the way to the bottom. Again, I don't want you to make a picture, but I have to make some picture because there is no picture in spirituality. אמנם ודאי אינה מדובר כאן במקום ושטח, ולהבין זאת צריכה להידע שאין לך שום גילוי או בעולמות. אם אין שאני אומר, please don't go into the physical description, even I'm using the physical description. אין לך שום גילוי אור בעולמות, אין בעליונים התחתונים, שלא ימשך באינסוף ברוך הוא שלמעלה מצמצום. And remember, all the fulfillment coming from a consciousness which is endless, that there is no contraction there, that there is no restriction there, everything is just endless. Raw, naked energy, nothing touch it, nothing frame it. Everything comes from there. Everything comes from there. שלמעלה מצמצום, it's above. The contraction, the symptom, the limitation. והוא מחויב להשתשל לעבור בכל אותם המדרגות והעולמות. But that endless energy has to come through pipes and straw and vessels that make it look limited, but it's not limited. It's what all that make it limited, so it can come to expression. שנמצאים בין אותו העולם שהמקבל של גילוי האור האמור נמצא בתוכו ובין אין סוף של למעלה מצמצום. So the receiver create a limitation, but the giver is never limited. So the giver, again, when I talk about the giver, and I say something divine, I'm not talking about divine as God as people know it. I'm talking about the divine or spiritual energy that has no end. So we're talking about a little bit before God, and some religious people get upset when I say that. I'm talking about like step before God. So God as we know it, like from Genesis, it's one aspect of that endless energy. Okay, so I don't want you to get confused. It's one aspect, because if you look at the translation in Hebrew, it says in the beginning God created. But the word they're using is Elohim. If you read the Bible in Hebrew, Elohim. Elohim is one step below the fourth level of what I'm talking about. And then it's mentioned when Moses met God, he called him a different name. Right? He called him Yud-Kevavke, Tachagamantan. So what happened? God changed name, the mafia is after him. So it's not like that. It's the same God. The Lord God is many names based on the aspect of the expression of that endless light, how it comes to the receiver. Okay, so it's kind of complicated. And I cannot go to rabbi and priest and start to punish them or tell them, hey guys, you're missing something there because they're going to get upset. How do I teach it? The rabbi here down the street asked me if I can come teach something to the crowd, and he asked me to teach. I say, I'm going to teach whatever you want me to. I will teach in your place, but you need to know I'm a little bit off for you because God is God for you, the same God that's creating Moses, the same. Goodbye. But when you study the deep essence of Kabbalah, not like Kabbalah, like everybody's teaching it in a modern way, I'm talking about like that, all of a sudden there is levels, and you need to study it like serious. And it might be boring because it can go above your head and it's difficult and it's sad. Or you make an effort to study it, like you study physics and science, and you understand there is a system. And it might be boring in the beginning, but once you understand it, it's fascinating because you say, wow. And then the Bible totally looked different. Like they asked me to explain, somebody asked me, the greatest question ever been asked me ever in my life was this week. And thank God they asked me that. And they say, if you look at Genesis, God said, I'm going to take Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden before they're going to eat from the tree of life and live forever. God said, this is not nice. Let them live forever. Be generous. What do you care? You got to live forever. They want to live forever. What's the problem? It's written there and you should read it. And I explained it in a way that I was proud of myself, actually. And I was proud of myself because I was able to explain it in a way that it would be simple and people can understand it. I'm going to repeat it to you too. The divine want to share with us everything. After we ate from a tree that's called tree of knowledge, Tree of knowledge, it's a tree of knowledge, good and bad. What was that tree of knowledge? A limitation tree. God said, they're going to eat from the tree of life. Tree of life is whenever somebody eats. It's not real tree. It's a consciousness tree. Whoever eats from that will last in that stage for the rest of their life. God said, I don't want them to continue to live forever with that type of consciousness. Because they are now in a low consciousness. The serpent, the snake is just a metaphor. It's just a concept of seduction. That has nothing to do with the apple, by the way. People show there was no apple there. It's a conscious seduction of the snake, of the serpent, to take us one step down. And he wants us to stay there. And we're still there, unfortunately, I have to be honest. We're still there in a limited way of consciousness. And the tree of life was unlimited consciousness. But if you give unlimited consciousness into the limited, that limited consciousness stays forever. That's the chidush. That's a new thing. The toughest question I've ever been asked, and the most powerful revelation I ever had. So the secret there, God, the divine, the light, the endless light, didn't want us to stay in that consciousness. So he's waiting for us until we get out of the limited by saying, I want everything, only because I can become a vehicle to receive all the sharing that the endless want to give me. That's, my friend, at least for me, was a great revelation.